Well, you know, I can't speak for the shamans of the Amazon, but I can say what I think about that. Clearly, for hundreds of years, we denigrated this approach to gaining knowledge. Now there are people who are putting it on a pedestal, and it's the contrary. In other words, instead of being bad knowledge or devil's knowledge or so on, suddenly, shamans, they're in touch with nature and they're healing. And so instead of denigrating them, we're putting them on a pedestal. But actually, in the Amazon, when you speak with shamans and people who are not shamans but who are in communities where there are shamans, they will all tell you that there is a dark side to what shamans do, to their power and to their knowledge, and that the role of the community is to keep an eye on the shaman. What is a little bit troubling with the exporting of shamanic plants and shamanic techniques here into the West is that the dark side or shadow side of these plants and also of these techniques and in fact of the human psyche, because it's the human psyche that is using these plants and techniques, it gets edited out. I think that putting shamans on a pedestal is just the other side of the same coin denigrating them. And the point is to move beyond this kind of colonial approach. I mean, obviously, I think having a romantic perspective that puts shamans on pedestals is better than just smashing them, but it's still the other side of the same coin. And the point is to move beyond that and to open up true dialogue between human beings, in other words, colleagues, you know, scientists and shamans and ordinary people, let's just say the citizens of the world. We're all Homo sapiens sapiens. We have different perspectives. We have different pieces of the puzzle. And the point now is to forget the pedestals. Forget smashing people. Let's open up honest dialogue between adults in the 21st century.